You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? We're the gayest podcast on the internet. I'm Chris, and this is...
Hi, my name's Lisa. I'm what some people call a sex addict. I mean, just because I like to have sex with a lot of boys doesn't make me a freak, okay?
That's me. I love it. I was hoping for that one. We need to, I don't know, man. It's so good, but we have to cut some of it out.
I know, it's a little long.
Yeah.
It's Lisa.
It is me with a brand new introduction.
New year, new Lisa.
And we're also joined by
Bo. Oh my God.
It's Bo.
Oh my God.
That's me.
Shout out to Portland, Portsmouth, Portsmouth, Gateshead, Quilmes. It's in Argentina.
Are these fucking territories of Narnia? What's going on?
Baloney.
Hey. Oh my God.
Bologna.
Bologna. Yeah,
but you, I don't know how you don't sound Italian when you say Italian words.
He has a disability.
Yeah, he does.
Bologna.
Yeah. Okay.
And besides, it's bologna. Mm-hmm. Herkimer.
Yeah, I often see a word with a G in it. I'm like, nah, that's bologna.
Yeah.
Herkimer.
Herkimer.
Oh, man.
Carlsbad. Love the caverns. Vallejo, love the paint. And a special shout out to Neumarkt in der Oberpfalz.
Is this?
It was German.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck it really was.
I kind of thought so. And I was like, surely the way syllables are formed in your mouth, though, when they're presented for me, sometimes it is hard to.
That's why he learned to announce his colons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just for clarity, really.
Yeah.
Whoa, Lisa, what the fuck are you watching?
I'm watching two of David Dawson's movies, Flesh Games from 2023 and Family from 2024.
Hell yeah. It's the motherfucking David Dawson double down.
It sure is.
It's our first ever double bill. Could be a huge disaster. We're going to see what happens. I don't have much of a director spotlight for Mr. David Dawson, but I can share with you a little bit of what I've gathered. He's a fan of the King Cobra. That's what's up, Tubes. He likes ICP.
Oh, whoop, whoop. Awesome.
Likes Tegan and Sarah, so he's got to be cool.
What a spectrum.
I know.
And a big fan of fucking beans.
Okay. Like the canned variety?
I think just all kinds of beans. Okay. Just loves beans.
Does he like sharing them over a campfire in the woods with a male partner? A friend?
Or out of a glass boot like that guy on YouTube?
I think it was just like his stovetop.
Yeah, I also like sharing a can of beans with a homie over a campfire in the secluded wilderness.
Patooey.
But
now, in pretty much every episode, in the show notes of every episode, I post links to where you can buy the movies at, and I'll be doing that for these. There's a few different places you can get these. You can get them direct from the source, like I did. Through Instagram, David Dawson's Instagram, BroboCop77. You can also go to srscinema.com to grab a Blu-ray of Flesh Games. He's also got some tapes at gosh darn video.
Okay.
Yeah. So first up, we're going to be watching Family. Fam-Illy. This movie. It's a short film. A little short boy. Two struggling juggalo rappers put blood, sweat, and tears into their newest music video.
Well, not if it only took them 19 minutes.
Yeah, I'm sure things do not end well. We first discovered David Dawson during the Unnamed Footage Festival live stream where we watched The Leech. Loved it.
Yeah, we did.
Can't wait for it to get a release if it does, because we'll fucking be covering it on the podcast. We half-ass covered it on our coverage of the film festival. It was like some world premiere shit, and I was afraid to spoil things, so I don't even think we really talked about it that much.
No.
But, so yeah, these are both found footage POV style movies. So shout out to the found footage bros. Starting with fucking Family. Let's see how it goes. This is also our first ever fucking physical release, since I got a Blu-ray player for the computer now. So I'm going to do a little Foley work here. Oh, smell it. Smells like the Midwest.
Is that ranch?
Cheese curds.
Cheese curds. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Cheese curds dipped in ranch.
It's just lots of dairy. Heavy dairy.
All right, motherfucking Family. 2024.
Uh-huh.
Let's do it.
Okay. Raw, raw, bitch, raw. Oh, it's that guy. Hey.
Hell yeah, we got ourselves a rap battle right now. Hell yeah. You dogs ready for this in this
rap
corner?
Rap battle in the street.
We got Evil Dan. Oh, yeah. And on this side, Carney J. Whoop, whoop.
Family. Whoop, whoop. Gosh, that's right. Now I'm getting it. Now I'm fucking feeling it.
Hell yeah.
Too bad you weren't feeling it back there in the street.
Yeah, you should never do that again.
Remember that ninja Troy?
Not in public.
Troy, you know, we used guy we used to go to school with the shit. Well, I'm just saying, he just ran into a shitload of money and shit like that.
I love his hairstyle.
I would fuck the shit out of him. if I'm being completely honest with you.
The raps did it for you?
Oh, listen, I need him to not talk at all, though, is the deal.
Probably the best thing we could be doing. You know, like, fuck with him. Maybe he could put us on to something. We don't gotta like him. It's just business. It's just business.
No, I was just thinking, like, looking at him from this way, he actually doesn't look bad.
No, he's really hot. We gotta not speak. Don't speak.
They gotta go meet Terry. See what's popping off in here. That they worked with at the haunted house 20 years ago.
Hell yeah.
Oh, the fucking Green Album.
Green Book on vinyl.
The Green Book, sorry. Who's that? It's like my favorite Twisted Album, I think. What's up? I'm Skylar D. All right, man. It's the one we went and saw.
Yeah. I love him.
What do you think, man? What do you think?
Thank you.
I mean, all right, well, I'll see if the owner wants that.
I mean,
card or something.
Cause when I piss, it goes two ways.
This is the music video. Nugget.
I hope so.
My Nizzo's is full. I'm about to get pink eye.
Mm-hmm.
Carney J.
Oh, Carney with a K.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
Pack a lunch. Pack a lunch.
Stepdads. These ad-libs are wild.
Oh, my God.
God damn it, man. This shit's amazing, dude.
Face paint and the beard.
What the fuck?
Step dead.
We're still editing it. Right? Yeah, I'm like, the outros with the what, you know what I mean?
Not the outro, honey.
Was a prick.
I'm so fucking mad. Yeah, I can't even see straight this makeup right now, man.
Combined with the hair and the beard. It's killing me.
That's my childhood.
All right, I got an idea.
That's a Juggalo rapper right there.
Yeah.
We're in this hatchet.
Oh my god.
We're in too far.
Look at his fucking shirt, man.
Yeah.
Just all over him. Heck of lunch.
Step dad.
Where do we go? He wants to be entertained? I'll entertain his fucking ass, dude.
What are you talking about?
I'll entertain his ass.
Yeah, take your pants off.
I'm gonna need you on this one. Big time. You play a key fucking role on this. You understand? I need you more than ever, Hatchet.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
Fucking yeah. Family.
Family. Yeah. I didn't hate it.
No, I found it very amusing.
I did too. I liked it. I didn't like love it.
It felt like a...
But it is only 18 minutes long, so, like, you know.
It was like a nostalgic fever dream. That was, like,
yeah,
my whole family.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, no, it's very nostalgic, man. Like, if when I was, you know, like, fucking 15,
mm-hmm.
if we were fortunate enough to have a fucking camera, yeah. this would probably fucking be us.
No, oh, absolutely.
Maybe without the murder. I don't know. But, yeah, dude. No, this is fucking awesome. I love this movie. I mean, I think my only... I just wish it was longer.
No.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think this might be the only movie that I say, I wish it was longer.
I won't go that far. I think this is like the perfect, you know, this said everything it needed to, and then it got the fuck up out of there.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you're probably right. No, you're probably right.
Because you know, I think if you know it was who's longer... exhausting after about half an hour?
Juggalos?
Yeah.
Carney J?
Yeah. I've been to those concerts. I've smelled these people, you know?
I like the movie. I think that I like Leech better.
Mm.
But yeah. I do like this one, too.
Yeah, this is great. It's hilarious, man. I laughed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fucking rap that they do. It's hilarious.
Yeah. That song is, like, the perfect... That's perfect.
Yeah. Bad Juggalo rap.
Yeah. That's exactly what the fucking tweakers in the trailer park I was hanging out with would walk around and do when everyone thought they were a rapper.
The fucking... What you know about family? Stepdads.
Yeah. Me, oh my god. Yeah.
And then, another line was, I'll entertain his ass.
Yeah, that's good. That's a bigger line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carney J.
Carney fucking J.
Man. I'll entertain his ass. Dude's hot.
Pack a lunch.
Pack a lunch.
Oh, man.
All right, Lisa. And you just start reading in your what the fuck moment.
Oh, shit.
Since these are fucking like new movies, I guess we won't spoil the ending. I figured you guys probably already knew that. I figured like maybe like new movies, maybe only, I don't know the cutoff for new movies. But if they're like super new, maybe we just won't spoil the ending.
If that's what you want, daddy.
Yeah, bitch. Since these are some fucking new movies. And, you know, I think you should fucking buy them. We're not gonna spoil the ending.
Okay.
Even though we usually spoil everything.
Yeah.
What's your what the fuck moment? And your star rating.
All right.
God damn it. What you know about family?
My star rating. My star rating is going to be 3 stars.
Hell yeah. Damn good score from Lisa.
Yeah. My what the fuck moment is going to be the ending of the movie, I guess.
Yeah.
The penultimate climax.
Yeah.
Gets wild. Chaos ensues.
Bo, what's your star rating in what the fuck moment?
I think I'll go like 4 stars.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I love little things like this. I wish more creators would, you know, get in and get out.
Yeah.
We don't got to make feature length. Yeah.
Yeah. And the cool thing about this, I don't know, maybe it's because it is so short. I could watch this like any fucking time.
Well, and that's exactly. It's got some replay value because it doesn't absorb a fucking good chunk of your lifespan.
Yeah, I mean, it's shorter than even an episode of a TV show.
Right, and I like that. Also, the nostalgia factor. We're all ICP fans here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's got that going
for it. I'm more of a Twisted fan. Well, you know. Just so we're clear, yeah. I'm more of a Twisted fan.
She wants to be bathed in their sweat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Baptized, if you will.
I am like completely obsessed with Monoxide now. Like,
justifiable.
I am just fucking obsessed with him.
Yeah.
And I felt like he just kept looking right at us the whole time, and it was the most amazing thing ever.
I could go for a Monoxide sweat bath. I get it.
He looked right at me. Oh my God.
No, he didn't just look at us. I felt like he was just like staring at us.
It wasn't just a look, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder, he knew we were real fans.
Yeah. He said, I bet they could do with a third.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, we could, Minox.
Her fucking lunch. Gay husband.
I'll entertain your ass.
Yeah. My what the fuck moment's gonna be the ad libs, but out of appreciation.
Yeah.
Special shout out though to what did he say? His stream goes two ways or sideways.
Oh my gosh.
When I piss, it goes two ways.
Yeah, it goes two ways, yeah.
And that really resonated with me. I took that seriously to heart. It's sticky. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, I think differently abled people should rap more often.
Yeah.
What about you, Chris? What's your star rating and what the fuck moment?
I just don't know what to take away from it. Like, I do kind of want to give a 5 stars.
I think if the quality of the ending,
I think that's why
it didn't get a 5 for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it 4. 4 feels good.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, it's tied with Daddy, Cannibal Holocaust, and Song of Solomon.
All bangers.
Oh, my what the fuck moment is... That's a fucking tough one. I guess I'll go with the rap battle that they have with the white trash
kid. Yeah. Carney J got fucking ate the fuck up in that little rap battle.
Yeah.
Not a battle rapper? Or Carney J?
Not at all.
Bless him for trying. He kept the energy up. He might have rhymed once.
Yeah. He drew out some syllables very long.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, you know.
What are you going to do? He was against the trailer trash Kendrick. You can't compete with that.
Yeah.
You gotta take those L's.
Lisa, how spicy is this movie?
Oh, fuck. All right. This movie is really warm, like sat in the sun all day. Bottle of root beer flavored Faygo.
Gross.
Okay.
And it also has like some Tabasco sauce added to it. So you take that drink and you think it's just root beer and then it's a little spicy at the end.
Okay.
Flat.
Just a few Tabasco. Drops of Tabasco. Just a few drops. You know?
Yeah.
Bo, how spicy is this movie?
This was just num 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 num, like cotton candy, but you've got to eat it through your face painted beard.
Hell yeah!
Oh,
it's kind of rough. Yeah. Not spicy. This was not a spicy.
Cotton candy Faygo.
Yeah, cotton candy Faygo.
There you go. On brand.
Well, I was gonna use Faygo, but
yeah,
your bitch
wife. We all got to use Faygo. So yeah. We all get.
Yeah.
fucking 50 flavors of Faygo.
That's why I chose a specific flavor of Faygo and added my own twist to it.
Yeah. This is cotton candy flavored like orange Faygo. Yeah, but you gotta eat it through your face painted beard.
Hell yeah.
I don't know if you've ever had face paint in your beard.
Nah.
Rough.
No, I don't think you've had face paint in your beard.
Rough. No. What about you, Chris? How spicy was this film?
Okay. This film right here is a flat 2 liter of moon mist mixed with the bottom mist of shelves.
Kentucky Deluxe.
Yeah,
I was tequila.
Gonna say it's gonna be some sort of, yeah.
Mixed way too strong.
Feels like an attack.
In a good way.
That is a good one. I wish I would have thought of that.
I thought mixed drink at first, but this wasn't spicy to me. So it was just fun. Yeah. This was fun.
I know, but you know, we're kind of fucked up. So the ending might be a little bit spicy for some people. That's why I added my.
Yeah.
It was fun. 2 liter of moon mist and tequila fun.
Yeah. It was fun. I don't know if it's still fun.
Yeah, it's probably not still fun.
It might be.
When I was a teenager, it sure as fuck was.
Passing out in the back of a fucking truck bed or some shit. Yeah. All right, Lisa, I need you to slot this in on your leaderboard.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What's a leaderboard, Daddy?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
It's where you put on a blindfold and we play a little game called Blind Man.
Ooh. Are you going to put your hand up me knickers? I wore a special pair.
Put the blindfold on first.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you the rest of the rules.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
The leaderboard is where we slot our personal favorite movies that we've covered on the podcast. So Lisa, where does Fam-ily fall on your leaderboard?
I think it's going to be...
That's a mooch.
Oh my god. I think it's going to go in my new number 6 spot.
Ho, 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 ho! Damn.
Almost cracked it.
Beat out Lucky Sky Diamond. That's a big play.
Yeah, it's between Song of Solomon and Lucky Sky Diamond.
Strong.
Damn. I can't believe it.
Mine's pretty close to that. I think mine's going to be the number 10. It's going to go right underneath August Underground and above Song of Solomon. It's hard. I want to put it higher than that. But these other ones were like, my top 10 is like good films. So it's hard.
I guess. Right, it was really hard for me too, because I was like, I usually do it by what I would rewatch.
Well, that's what I was just thinking too.
Yeah. Like, if I'm being honest, I would rewatch this before any of these movies because it's only 18 minutes long.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's got economy
so
on its side. I think everyone should take a note
really
from this.
Yeah, we're just going to have to start doing short films.
Girl, I've been begging.
Yeah, they're badass.
Yeah. Where's it going on your leaderboard, Daddy?
Well, I'm going to make it my new number 9, dropping down Song of Solomon.
Ah.
And it's going to be right below Cannibal Holocaust.
Chris is in a better mood today, you can tell.
I am.
We agree again.
Yeah.
Well, that's family. Damn good movie.
Yeah. It's in all of our top tens.
Crack the top 10 list on the leaderboard. Hell yeah.
Let's see if his feature link fares the same.
Yeah.
If you have like any interest in, you know, juggalo shit or anything like that, I think you have got to watch this movie.
Yeah.
I would kind of like to maybe play it for somebody that has no idea what the fuck that even is and maybe see how they feel about it.
Yeah.
But I still think it would be hilarious because it's just funny. It's a funny fucking movie. Not, you know, extreme like we usually cover, but shit gets pretty dark, I think.
So I don't know anyone who, even if you're not familiar with ICP, we all knew someone who, when hanging out, decided to start freestyle rapping and it was terrible every time. That's like a staple of every group, I think.
Yeah, uh-huh. Everybody knows a wannabe rapper, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, it was probably you. you know. So, you know,
that's yeah,
I think
that's true.
This
yeah.
is relatable. You won't get the Faygo shit or the makeup, maybe, but
right. Yeah. Wasn't a whole lot of, you know, like ICP references and shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't think there was really any.
Not directly, I don't think.
But yeah, man. Highly recommended. Now I bought mine directly from David Dawson. You can get in touch with him on Instagram at BroboCop77. There will be a link in the show notes. Damn good movie. Will Flesh Games fare the same?
Stick around to find out.
Does Carney J have an OnlyFans?
Dude, you gotta see him in fucking Leech, man.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
He told me Leech was going to be playing somewhere in Oklahoma at like a festival. He just wasn't sure where, and I was like, fuck, if you find out, fucking tell me. I guess it's still just making the fucking festival runs, trying to get somebody to pick it up. Alright. On to movie number 2.
Yeah.
Of the David Dawson Double Down.
Daddy Dick.
This one's called Flesh Games. It follows a group of stuntmen and comedians who achieved little to no success.
Oh, I'm going to love this one too.
Written and directed by David M. Dawson, starring Jordan Acosta and Mike Miller. I forgot to do that on Family, but it's the same fucking thing.
Uh-huh, same two guys.
You better show the dick.
Show your fucking dick.
You bitch.
You don't have to show your dick.
You've got to show
Are you still on my screen?
Yeah.
Here's that dude. Fucking clean cut.
He's hot.
Oh, yeah. Look at him.
I already know.
Fuck yeah, he is.
Yeah. I already know.
Holy shit. This is Jordan Acosta?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bench press me. Break me in half. Piss in my mouth. Call my dad a racist. You know?
Eat you for lunch, ninja.
I'll pack a lunch. It's your cum. Your cum is my lunch.
Hell yeah. All right, let's crack this motherfucker open. Oh, yeah. Now, you can buy this one directly from David Dawson on Instagram, or you can go to srscinema.com and get it. It's a Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Flesh Games was a group of virtually unknown stuntmen and comedians hailing from the mighty cornfields of northern Illinois.
Mighty?
After years of it. Those cornfields are... I didn't know Illinois was known for its cornfields.
Well, a section of it is.
Uh-huh.
I guess the northern side.
Mm-hmm.
After years of inactivity, they've decided to mount their comeback. To some, it's just a game. To others, it's much more. This is their final tape. Yeah, get it.
Was that an ASMR endeavor or like cerebral palsy?
Both.
Okay.
There's an overlap.
Well, I don't think any of the... Well, maybe it doesn't matter. It's like it filtered out any of the noises that DVD thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah, probably. There's a lot of fucking bullshit going on in Discord. Which, it's helpful.
It didn't really make a sound when it popped out, though.
Okay. good packaging.
That's not good.
Slick.
Yeah, it's not good to throw your DVD player.
Movie. Oh. Who is that?
What was that?
The devil?
I was like, hopefully it's just the movie playing already.
Yeah, it is.
Because that was crazy.
I didn't know you had already put it in. I said,
yeah.
Well, how many times have you heard that?
Dude, that bitch just launched off my fucking computer and I don't know how.
Okay, I was like, oh, the devil's with us.
Yeah.
The fucking cord on this Blu-ray player is like...
It's like 3 inches.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, it's ridiculous.
I saw what direction you were angling yourself to insert it. I said, oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I got to think. Motherfucking Flesh Games. Here we go.
Okay.
Some jackass shit.
Has one of those warnings ever actually had an impact on a person?
Probably not. No.
Gonna do a little antiquing.
They're going to do a little fucking with their friend.
What's a bag of flour got to do with antiquing?
In Jackass, they fucking cover their hand in flour and slap sleeping person in the face. Called antiquing.
Oh, I had no idea.
Oh.
I've never actually seen the films.
Oh.
Well, I know that they do that. I just had no idea that's what it was called.
He just dumped the whole motherfucking bag on.
See, I was expecting something like he was gonna, you know, throw flour in his face or something.
Is this an amusing prank? Didn't
expect a whole. No, it's not. What the
fuck, man? I think I would respond with violence.
Uh-huh. I would too, because inhaling all that, oh my god.
Oh, I'm in my bed? Flour in my bed?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's just coughing fucking powder. Looks real nice here.
What are you doing? Why? Why?
Fucking awesome.
Been out of the game a while. Sitting here.
Nice nipple.
Doing my plant thing. I got my
very small.
Here, and I'm trying to get my body back in shape, ready for this. Thought I'd just do a small scar tour for you. To start out, my bicep here got triply dislocated.
And triply. Armpit. Honey.
I was jumping
how does that even happen?
Car, she was fucking pissed off at me because I was out.
Oh my god. That guy wearing a come and go shirt?
Hell yeah. Breaking TVs. Fuck yeah.
Why are they holding one TV on top of the other one while they break the bottom one?
Not as cool when it's not like an old school like CRT TV, huh?
Ah, those things were impossible to fucking break.
Nothing ever goes my way.
Yeah, fuck it. Firing on like all cylinders. Hold on.
All three of them.
The biggest thing. Don't drink that one. The biggest thing is.
Is that the gay beer or is it Bush? What is it? Bud.
Bud Light.
Yeah.
You gotta get back in, you know, pain. You can't feel that anymore. Like, you can't.
Yeah, Mike's pretty good at that.
It's okay. Kid Rock likes Bud Light again, so everybody else does too.
Yeah, I bet he fucking does.
I've watched him cry. That's the scene he was like shooting him or something.
Yeah, but then after that, he was like, oh, they send me things and we're cool.
I can't, okay. Fuck you, Kid Rock. Jesus Christ.
I'm the knot guy. I can put the knot in.
Okay, I'll get Mike. I'm the knot guy.
Careful, there might be a little chocolate.
Oh, shit. Where are you putting that knot at?
Yeah.
I got
very scared when my nuts were being broken open.
That doesn't seem like a very good knot.
Let the knot guy do his thing.
I could be wrong, but it...
Are you the knot guy, at least?
Oh, no, but...
Yes. Yeah, I can see why these are failed stuntmen.
I would have hung up on this guy a long fucking time ago.
I love the grammar stick. It's so good.
Can you also see why they're failed comedians?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, I'm loving this, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they literally just saw Jackass and said, oh, we can do that, but they can't.
Yeah.
Well, and it's also one that we probably know people like this.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, dude, after Jackass, we were all jumping off roofs and shit.
I know your group of friends definitely was.
All right, I'm Corey Nelson. This is Hillbilly Landscape, and let's do it.
You didn't do anything.
Does he know what any words mean?
Ah, you didn't even try to take any of those branches down with you.
I'll give him a second. Round two.
Yeah, you did a good job.
I love a supportive twister with broken glass. Here we go.
Oh, okay. We're upping the ante a little bit here.
See, look. That looks like real life go-go dancers at Fire Island. Was I mistaken in thinking that Twister was just foreplay for teenagers?
I have never played it.
It's gotta be, right?
This right hand blue. Let me see it, Mike.
Jeremy, you're not going to play with your family, right? That'd be weird.
I mean, if you're one of those kinds
people
of
families. Do. People
Mormon.
Do.
People
do.
I told you, I've been practicing. I'm getting my body back in shape.
Yeah, look at him.
Hell yeah.
Listen, I think his body's in perfect shape. He's hot as shit.
I don't think he's fat, but
he's definitely fat.
I would prefer him to lose a little weight.
He's fat.
Not fat.
I don't know. He's not as fat as that guy.
Okay, he is.
And like, it's not all
not
flabby.
Flabby. Yeah,
he looks
is
like
bursting
he was
at the seams.
Yeah. Other guy's shaped insane. Mike's got a wild shape going on.
Like. I think I can almost see that in my future. My gut is...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I also
that's
have to be careful
belly, yeah.
How I talk about fat yeah. guys, too, because my husband's headed there, so...
And he's already got a complex.
yeah. I love fat, bald guys. They're my favorite.
Oh, man. Could you hear her pussy drying up while she said it?
What about ones with gout?
I see that you have yeah. Now I know...
Sahara.
All right then. That's just the menopause.
Oh, okay, good. We got jellies for that.
This is so weird.
So it's not weird. It's weird that there's gonna be an hour of this.
Yeah, I know, man. So far, I'm not really feeling this one. Once we hit Terrible Twister, I was like, oh, shit, yeah, this is
mm-hmm.
cool. But at the same time, like, this is what you do. You get one of those electric tennis rackets, you fuck with it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is a certain level of... relatability, I guess you would call it.
Uh-huh.
That kind of makes it feel real.
No,
really
it feels
like
real.
Tiny cactus
and a lot
there.
Of real life does not yeah. interest me.
yeah, this one's maybe going to be too long. Oh, my God.
Okay, now listen. My cousins and I used to actively chase each other around with tasers. And when I tell you we would take turns teasing each other in the testicles, that is not a joke.
Yeah, dude.
I don't even know if I could have kids.
I was just surprised
you know what I mean?
That we... I was just surprised that we kind of saw a dick.
That was a snappy one. Did it hurt more?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. At a certain age, you just... Everything, it's like, put your balls on it.
Yeah. It was that. It was around whatever age that was. Like, I don't know. 10 to 30.
Bet you won't put your balls on it.
yeah. yeah. Sometimes I'm not sure if I'm actually gay because balls are really terrible to behold. You
yeah,
know?
Balls are rough, man.
I don't know what's going on there. A dick without balls would look even stranger, but
yeah, it would.
It'd look real weird.
Maybe.
It would.
yeah.
It would, yeah.
I don't know, man. Okay, I've seen some neutered dogs.
That's what I mean. It's wild.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
Can we just show a video of this every time yeah, someone's like being gay as a choice?
Lighting fucking asses on fire? What are they even trying to do?
Unclear. I think we're lighting the ass on fire.
Okay.
We're burning the ass.
He's trying to blow fire
into his ass.
Onto the ass. And I'm unsure if the other guy's trying to...
What the fuck is happening?
Usually it's like, you know, they try to fart.
Yeah.
That's what I thought we were doing, but now we're...
I swallowed so much goddamn lighter
in my fucking tape.
We're fucking losers.
Yeah, you
well,
are.
Just because we know all the lines to Men in Black?
Yeah, dude. Fucking strong guys.
Do they say we know all the lines to Men in Black?
That's what I was about to ask.
Hey, man, that makes you pretty cool in my book.
Mm.
You know what the difference between you and me is? I make this look good.
I probably know a lot of lines to the Men in Black movie.
I'll get first dibs and then you get run off pussy.
You get run off pussy.
They're going to use mom's credit card to get pussy.
Hell yeah. Get a little run off pussy. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's a line. That's a line in a movie that someone's gonna quote one day.
Maybe I should start smoking again.
Is this like rippable?
Yeah, smoking's cool.
I think so.
Stretching under the I hate it.
I also hate it. Okay. I think I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, dude. You fucking taste a cigarette and you'd be like, fuck this.
Well, it's mostly the smell of them, right? Because I'm like,
uh-huh.
Not appealing.
Who's that?
No,
that's
no.
David.
What's it like being
no. That's the director of the movie.
Okay.
You think anyone's gonna watch this and be like, wow, the camera angles were great?
Gonna start saying that more often. Wow, the camera angles were great.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe.
I'm pretty sure that's legitimately how I tried to sell Salo to you guys for like 30 minutes.
No, that's right. When he's sober, he doesn't want to actually do anything. He wants to talk about it, but he doesn't want to actually do it. Then you get him liquored up a little bit, and he's ready to go, and he's super awesome. Yep. But then he keeps going, and then it's like, I'm done for the night. I don't want to do anything, blah, 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 blah.
I can relate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are
they
going
to drink it, aren't they?
Down.
I don't know.
Okay. Straight to jail.
Yeah, I was like, as soon as I saw the thing, I was like, they're going to do something gross with this.
I almost gagged a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was gross.
Slurping fucking cigarette butts.
Straight to jail.
Hell yeah, we're peeing on everybody.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
Gonna poop on that painting.
Yeah.
Oh god. Oh god. Oh god. Oh god.
Oh no.
Oh god.
That's so fucking gross.
Oh, he wiggled it. He wiggled his butt.
Oh my god. Oh.
Hey, sorry, man.
Ew.
And we have a happy man today. Yes.
Watch him pull up his pants and not wipe.
Uh huh. Exactly what he's gonna do.
Oh. Puke on that painting.
Oh. Hell yeah.
You got some toilet paper for me?
Oh god.
Oh. What the?
Oh my god.
It's almost worse when you go, do you got the toilet paper for me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad, dude.
Yeah. That is bad, dude.
I'm a masterpiece. Hey, I'm Mike Miller, and this is the French Kiss.
No.
Ew.
If you tongue punch my fucking exposed bone, I'm gonna stab you to death with it. Do you understand me?
Yeah, like what the fuck, man.
You're not even recording this. This is great.
I don't know, I'm trying to go with like a sailor, like gay sailor.
I get it. It's fine.
Okay, you nailed it, Bucko.
I'm just trying to think of. Uh-huh.
You've been gay for some time.
Throwing darts at his gut. Hell yeah.
A human dartboard. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Trick, right? The hand thing.
But we're about to do some pain limit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's no blood. Look at that.
I serve fucking cheese and shit when I have friends over.
He is gay.
Yeah, dude. Don't fuck up my cutting board, dude.
It's for serving my cheeses when I have friends over.
That'll make it funny then, because you'll fuck up and it'll be great.
Yeah, it looks fucking great.
Dude, it looks fucking great.
It's a fucking video.
This is what we're...
It's a fucking video.
I understand. Right? I understand. But, dude, you're taking this way too fucking far.
No, it's
dude.
A fucking video. It's all like, that's the fucking point of this, dude.
Cooking it on the pizzazz.
Uh-huh.
This is great.
Hell yeah. I'm honestly surprised a pizzazz could cook a pizza, to be honest.
I've never actually used one in my life. I didn't know anyone actually owned one.
Yeah.
Yeah, me either. There's no way it's better than an oven.
Well, or like no. even...
You're fucking sick, dude.
It can't be more convenient at all. It seems like kind of a bitch to clean. I don't know.
Yeah. And then your pizza's just out in the open.
That's what I mean.
Whirling around.
Yeah, just the way it's getting crispy.
Dude, just fucking puke.
No. Hell yeah.
It was this is the thing. It was like almost good. They went to cartoon when it was time for the like downward spiral into mayhem. Right?
Yeah, it was like cartoonishly psycho, right?
It was too goofy, too quick. And also there was about 30 minutes too much of the dick and balls.
And just it was definitely too long.
You're saying there's too much dick and balls?
Well, the behavior was dick and balls. We only saw a couple balls, but
Okay. Balls than we've been seeing lately.
Way more balls in this one. I'd like more dick and less balls, maybe. The balls don't really do much for me.
Yeah, it's all about the dick.
I like to know that they're there. They can make an appearance.
Yeah.
They don't need to be the star of the show.
They're definitely not the star, but
they're great supporting cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't neglect the balls.
Don't neglect the balls. You've got to, pop in, say hello to the balls.
Yeah.
Let them know they're appreciated. They're doing great. Give them some words of affirmation.
I've just been over here fighting the urge to say that I kind of like balls.
No, that's fine. Everyone can like balls. There's something wrong with you, but.
Hi, my name's Lisa. I'm with some people called.
Yeah.
I mean, just because I like to have sex with a lot of boys doesn't make me a freak, okay?
Yeah. No, I like some people's balls. I don't like, on principle, just a set of balls, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, just looking at balls? No.
Not great.
Absolutely not. But yeah, this movie didn't... it's like, the whole premise of it is... a bad jackass, and they nailed that.
They did.
It is a bad jackass, but it's a bad jackass.
Yeah, maybe I'm also not the target audience for this. I didn't actually watch the real Jackass.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really my thing. I've seen clips of Jackass, and I do find them amusing. I don't want to sit and watch like an hour of it.
I mean and that's exactly what it is, fucking stunts and
mm-hmm.
punk music and skateboard videos.
The Jackass movies, weren't they doing like Mission Impossible level stunts and shit?
Yeah, they were getting like shot out of rockets.
Yeah,
gored by bulls and shit like that. True.
Mm-hmm.
The first I don't know, maybe 30 minutes or so of it, I mean, yeah, it was bad stunts, which is what the movie's supposed to be, but it wasn't entertaining.
There was too many of them.
Things picked up a little bit when it got to, I think it was Terrible Twister, with the broken glass on the twister board.
Well, I thought things were going to pick up.
That kind of piqued my interest a little bit. I was, kind of focused on it more than I was. And then, yeah, it's got its, peaks and valleys, but this is, the 2023 movie, whereas Family is the 2024. So if anything, I think, things are just getting better
Oh, that's what I mean. This one was almost good. It's just like, it didn't need to be an hour and 10 minutes. And if it was going to be an hour and 10 minutes, about 20 minutes more of that at the end should have been like part of the decline into weirdness, I think.
I thought at Twister things were picking up, but then we kind of went back to more bullshit for a while. And then all of a sudden just went into, yeah, him going crazy.
I would like to say, wow, the camera angles were great.
I do think for this home video style, it actually was a well-shot home video thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, you know, the whole kind of feel and atmosphere is 100% there.
Yeah.
Just like in Family, it feels real. It feels like shit like we would do.
It definitely felt authentic, and it also, I think he obviously pays attention to sound, because he was playing literal, like, slapstick, like, comedy reel music for a majority of their, like, ill-contrived stunts. And then the sound design did angle dark when it was time for, now we're descending into madness. That's what I mean. It was almost good for me. It was mostly just kind of irritating and felt long, though, for me.
I sort of liked it. I would have liked, you know, from Twister on to just be gradually, like, him getting worse.
Yeah. Like, you know, just ramping up the depravity.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, like, the peaks and valleys.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess they do a little bit, but they spend an awful lot of time, like, zoomed in on Mike, like, and him sort of, like, ego-tripping in a weird way. We did get to watch him poop onto a canvas, though, so that was nice. Loved that for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was cool.
Squirt.
Yeah, I'm sure his diet's not that great.
Squirt poop. Mm.
Yeah, that was fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked when Jordan just came out and was like, that's bad, man. Whatever the fuck he said.
Yeah, he said something like that. Like, that's bad.
I was happy and edified by him addressing the gay pirate or the gay the gay sailor, because that's exactly what that costume was for the whole film. That's why I was like, go-go dancer at Fire Island. That's like how most of them dress, because go-go dancers, you've got like the slim cut ones, but then you've got the ones that are like, they spend some time bulking. And now they're just, like, doing G at the club. And that's kind of what they look like, because they take G, don't drink any water, just fucking shotgun Red Bulls and vodkas, and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, have a little ascot and a gay fucking sailor hat.
Hot. Permanent bulking cycle.
Hot.
Man, I wish I could remember the line, but I love the line that was like, I don't know, said something about his dad's dick, and he's like, that's not true.
Oh, you're just like your dad. That's not true. My dick's way smaller.
Yeah.
Lisa, it's your star rating and your what the fuck moment.
I think I'm going to go 2 stars.
Oh, no.
Not bad from Lisa.
That's what I was thinking. Must have to go lower then.
No, I did kind of like this one. It is my least favorite David Dawson movie I've watched, though.
Of the three?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 stars. My what the fuck moment is definitely him pooping on that fucking canvas. That was disgusting. And there's no faking that. Like, that was really him.
No. No, it wasn't.
You don't think so?
No, absolutely not.
You don't think he just pooped on that canvas?
No, he had a...
You think so?
He had a little frosting container.
I think he did a little squirty squirt, but not of poop, yeah.
No, that was not poop. Absolutely not.
Okay.
I'm going to choose to believe.
Just, like, the angle and, like...
I think it was aided by the angle. That was a good...
It was a damn good angle.
Those are good camera angles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those camera angles were great.
Man, just Oh, it's so fucking disgusting, though.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's just squirting a little bit of poop on a canvas, and then he signs his fucking signature with a brush.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm willing to bet his come out even wetter.
Probably.
Permanent diarrhea.
And then, oh, and then him in the background going, "You got the toilet paper?"
You got the toilet paper.
But you already, here's where I take issue. You already stood up and you've been sort of ambling about with the poop, with the poop butt.
Yeah.
You don't stand up and walk about. No, no.
Oh,
nay,
wow.
Nay.
I don't know, man. If you're just going to shit in the fucking backyard.
Water hose.
There's water hose. And yeah, you got to take care of yourself, man.
I think so.
And, you know, leaves? I mean, if you're going to go that far, I mean, don't even bring up the wiping part.
Yeah, it's like, too late in the game.
Did you bring toilet paper for me?
Dry it's, toilet it's, paper?
It's worse. It's worse.
You want dry toilet paper? Outdoors in the light of our Lord? I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I didn't like anything about that scene. That was terrible.
Not even the camera angles?
You didn't like the great camera angles?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Okay. All right, cool, cool.
Mm. All right, Bo, what's your star rating and what the fuck moment?
I didn't like it. I do think it was almost good, though. So I guess we'll hang out with Lisa at like 2 stars.
Okay.
Because unironically, I did think it was shot well. I liked the sound design.
Yeah.
I think just sort of the writing and direction was a bit suspicious maybe for me. My what the fuck moment's going to be him, hottie number one, whose name I can't recall already. Gay sailor.
Jordan.
Bent Jordan. Over by the bonfire while friend number three goes underneath his legs with the lighter, and Mike spews lighter fluid into his agape asshole to virtually no effect, but they do it several times.
Just over and over, yeah.
So now your actual intestinal lining has lighter fluid in it, and we didn't even get a fireball, so I'm not sure.
I don't even... What were they even trying to accomplish?
It's unclear to me.
Sure,
I think they were
trying
to burn their ass
fire
hairs.
At his ass, yeah.
Trying to singe ass hairs, I guess?
Okay.
Because before that, they had a little conversation, something like, I'll just grab you and hug you if you're on fire still.
Yeah. I know they were trying to light him up.
I think he was just literally trying to blow fire at him.
And, okay...
But into the exposed asshole.
It would have worked.
I would have thought so, too.
You fucking squirt lighter fluid into a flame?
Yeah.
It's gonna fucking go.
I think so as well.
So, I don't know.
All I can say is user error. I'm not sure. Yeah. I think he was really just trying to get an eyeball up in that ass.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I think they probably just couldn't find a way to fake it, so they had to make it a failed.
Yeah, it's probably not something you should do.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably like an insurance nightmare. Yeah. I'd imagine.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I'm just saying it would work. It would probably work better than you wanted it to.
I think, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I think more than your ass. I think your ass hairs aren't the only thing getting singed.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what about you,
definitely
Christopher?
What's
your star rating and what the fuck moment?
I'm going to give this 1 of 3.
Mm-hmm.
Reasons I've said. It's a little slow, but it was exactly what I think it set out to be.
Yeah.
My what the fuck moment is going to be. I'm going to piggyback on Lisa slightly during the Jackson Pollock stunt. He poops on the canvas and then grabs his paintbrush and makes a happy little mountain, which is
there was nothing
obviously a Bob Ross technique. has nothing to do
with Picasso?
Jackson Pollock.
I was going to call that out while we were watching. Yeah.
I did appreciate the like Jackson Pollock. That's amusing.
Yeah.
Even then, I mean, that's when you want the wet fucking diarrhea shits, right? So you can splatter it.
Yeah, you do get more of the canvas covered. It's definitely a little bit more impressionist.
That's the Jackson Pollock style, man.
It is.
Just splooging all over that canvas.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Lisa. How spicy is this movie?
This movie is that fucking pizza that he made on that stupid little...
It's a pizzazz.
Pizzazz thing.
Wet, soft dough. Like,
soggy pizza that's just been cooking on your countertop of your not-so-clean house.
with a thin, villainous layer of cheese up top.
Yeah, and then, you know, add some hot dogs on top. What a great pizza.
Hot dog pizza is pretty dark-sided.
The sauerkraut on there. Ooh, you got you a meal, bruh.
You show up to my house with a fucking hot dog pizza? I consider that an act of domestic terrorism.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what this is. This is a hot dog pizza cooked on your fucking countertop.
Pizzazz. Straight to jail.
I'm not going to knock the pizzazz. Supposedly it works.
I'm calling bullshit on a pizzazz. That is a bullshitter. There's no way that's good.
I don't know.
If you're like, if your toddler's the one cooking and you don't trust them with the oven, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, how does it... Is there a heater on the bottom, too?
It must be something going on.
Because I know that one little piece is obviously a heat source. There's got to be a heater on the bottom, or it's fucked.
It's not going to get crispy at all. Like,
I don't want to buy one and try it because...
Absolutely not.
Where the fuck am I going to... Where am I going to put a pizzazz?
And the counter space.
Yeah.
We have so many other things we could do with the counter space.
I got to cook 3-4 fucking pizzas at a time, man.
Yeah.
I can't do one pizza at a time.
That's the other thing. One of those pizzas is a light work for myself personally. Because that was a tiny ass little pizza. I fold that bitch over like a taco. Om nom nom. It's gone. It's done for.
And not all frozen pizzas are the same fucking size. What are you going to do? Is it going to hang off the fucking edges?
Yeah, what if it's a DiGiorno and it's actually got some crust going on? You can't tell me that thing cooks crust. That thing's good for a thin, villainous Tony's.
Yeah, dude.
And that's
you
it.
You got your Tony's. Yeah. You got to do a Red Baron.
Jack's. Among the frozen pizzas of that caliber, Red Baron's got to be like S tier. Yeah. I think.
Dude, let me tell you, man, I don't know if you've tried it, but Motor City Pizza.
I think I know
deep dish fucking pizzas. Oh, god damn.
I have not tried them, but I think I know to what you're referring.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have seen them.
Fucking get you one next time you want a frozen pizza. Probably the best I've ever had.
I will. And unironically, I know this is stupid, but sometimes I want frozen pizza. I don't want like to order a pizza. I like actually want a frozen pizza.
I prefer frozen pizza a lot of times over like real pizza.
Like the other day we got like 8 of those like Tostino's little ones because something about, I don't know what they put in them bitches. But
yeah, those little party pizzas.
Oh, the party pizzas?
Uh-huh. Something about those specifically is just num 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 num.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
What is it about those things?
Crack. Some sort of crack.
It's a special pizza.
I don't know, but it's fucking delicious. And it's just not the same as like a good pizza. A pizza is a pizza. That's great. But this is something else.
Yeah. It's weird because there's like maybe 3 fucking strands of cheese on that motherfucker, dude.
But I think honestly that's part of it for me because I don't hate cheese, but like I don't need to. I can like feel it in my arteries if I have too much anything dairy related.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And not in a way that pleases me. So maybe that's part of what enhances it for me. But there's also something flavor-wise going on that's not going on in a pizza.
Yeah. There's some unnatural shit going on.
Listen, and it's probably terrible, but I'm going to keep shoving it up my ass.
right, yeah, dude.
Because I love it.
Something's wrong, yet so right.
Oh, God, it's so right.
With a party pizza, dude.
Yeah.
Man, we can talk about pizza all night.
Mm-hmm. I really could.
Yeah, dude, me too, man. Me too. Bo, how spicy is this movie?
This one's like, you ever give a blowjob with a condom on?
I haven't.
No.
flavored?
Yeah. Like the Jolly Ranchers? Yeah, this is like,
still tastes like,
this is like sucking a dirty dick, but it's got a Jolly Rancher condom on.
Okay. Hell yeah.
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 Shit, all right.
What about you, Christopher? How spicy is this film?
Oh my God.
Should have thought about this. I had so much time.
No, that's what happened to me, because I don't think these are spicy. So I'm like, I can't really say any spicy foods, but it was unpleasant. So.
Yeah, it's pretty mild.
Yeah.
This is a, shout out to fucking Taco Bell. This is a Taco Bell fucking mild sauce.
Looking at you, Illinois.
Yeah.
Not a Mexican pizza.
Special thanks, Taco Bell. Not a sponsor, just free advertisement tubes.
Girl, you just said it's like a Taco Bell. You didn't even fucking pick anything off the menu.
I said a mild sauce.
Oh, a mild sauce, did you?
I wanted to say mild sauce.
Yeah,
menu.
You did.
It's
did
a Taco Bell mild sauce.
Oh, okay.
It's a Taco Bell.
I swear I didn't pick up the mild sauce thing at all. I was like, what?
I don't know. This went harder than Family, though, right?
Yeah,
it's not going higher for me. I think
I meant like spicy wise,
like gore.
Oh well, yeah, definitely that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
okay,
like,
it's a Taco Bell medium.
Medium,
not a mild.
Yeah.
All right, now where's it gonna go on my leaderboard?
Yeah.
It's gonna go in my new number 16 spot. It's gonna go right above Worms. Right below A Serbian Film.
Hell yeah. New number 16 for Lisa.
Yeah. Bo, where's it going to go on your leaderboard?
I think it'll be my new number 23. No, it'll be my new number 24. Right below August Underground and above Tumbling Doll of Flesh.
All right.
What about you, Christopher?
I think I'm going to make it my new.
Yeah, it's kind of like playing darts there in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't really decide, so I just fucking picked one.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. And like, I think I'm, you know, it's been so long since we've seen some of these. I'm like, they're pretty fucking good.
Yeah, but I know for a fact that's a lie.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to have to land at number 26. Below Devil's Experiment, above Worms. Don't feel 100% about it, but that's where it's going. I think I might have to put Tumbling Doll at a 3. I don't feel good about the 2 on Tumbling Doll, man. I don't know.
Well, you can't change it now, so.
Wasn't that Mosaics?
It was.
You did not appreciate most of that film. According to your own feedback.
Yeah, probably. Two seems like such a fucking low score to give something.
I agree. That's why even when you... I agree.
I gotta revamp my entire fucking rating system.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of figuring it out on the fly. As of right now, I feel like almost everything probably needs to go up a star.
Sometimes I feel the exact opposite.
Anyway, that was the David Dawson Double Down. If you like found footage horror, juggalo shit, if you like jackass shit, check these out, man.
Yeah,
next week, we will be doing another listener request.
Okay.
This one is coming from iPod Todd.
Nice.
We will be reviewing the 1970 I Drink Your Blood.
Okay.
It's a hippie exploitation horror film.
Nice.
Excited to check it out. Join us next week when we cover I Drink Your Blood.
Yeah.
That's it for this episode of What the Fuck Are You Watching? Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as Instant Noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.